Welcome to episode 448 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where pimp stands for permaculture is my passion. The only pimpcast on this earth that talks about permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes. Oh yeah, good to be here with y'all. And man, this is one that everybody is waiting for. Yeah, I've been talking about this device for a while, and we're going to get into that here in a little bit. This episode, as always, brought to you by the Sovereign Health Summit. That's going to be October 27th through the 31st. And guess what? The number one, I can't say number one, but the person that everybody knows that's going to be there is the great Barbara O'Neill. She will be there 5 days in a row and talking at least twice or maybe three times a day, answering all your questions. And guess what? You don't have a good band without some backup singers. And we got a lot of those coming along as well. So October 27th through the 31st, TPC Tango Papa Charlie will get you 5% off. Folks, we can't make the discount any smaller. I mean, find me another event here in the United States of Amnesia where you have Barbara O'Neill speaking for 5 days and it only cost you two and some change. And by the way, if you want to check it out from the comfort of your own home, you can do that as well. We're going to have the online version. All right. Also, before, I don't want to disrupt my guest in the middle of his flow, so I'm going to do all of the housekeeping up front, y'all. Wave Watch. Check it out. Got one on right now. Billy 100 will get you $100 off that device. And folks, I tell you, every single time I go to town, I put this thing on Selfeggio tones, and I'm as easy like Sunday morning, all right? So EMP Shield, $50 off. I wrote it down wrong here. $50 off with promo code PERMA. Yeah, been a journeyman electrician for almost 30 years now, folks. And there is not another transient voltage surge suppressor on the market. Yeah, say that 10 times. And that's exactly why EMP Shield, look, there's not a single product here, y'all, including the one we're going to talk about tonight, where anybody has ever pitched me for anything. It has always been me going to them because I know they got a great thing. I've either tried it out or I've heard some really, really great things, and I can't wait to give it a shot. EMP Shield is one of those $50 off with promo code PERMA. And then finally, Nessa's Hemp. Yeah, that CB or, well, shoot, I don't even know if I can say that anymore on YouTube. I mean, for crying out loud, Barbara O'Neill got us kicked off for 2 weeks just by mentioning an element on the periodic table. So I'll do it another way. Let's see, Charlie, Bravo, Delta, Oil, okay? Yeah, you can get the best there is out there, the A version of it. Folks, I'm sorry I'm stumbling all over myself today because it's getting crazy these days. In fact, I'm not 100% sure that this episode tonight, considering what we're going to be discussing, will absolutely stay up. So, folks, tell everybody to check this out. Hit that thumbs up if you're live. And I know we're a couple hours later than we normally do, but guess what? Our guest is coming from the other side of the world, so we got to kind of work it out for both schedules. All right. With that said, Nessa's Hemp, 10% off with promo code PERMA. All right. That's all done, folks. Time to get down to the nitty-gritty. And what do I mean by that? Everybody has been hearing me, anybody in the sound of my voice, for the last, I would say, 2 years, whether on this podcast or in YouTube videos, has heard me go on and on and on about this garbage they drop from the sky. Everybody has heard me go on and on and on about the clouds looking like flipping moguls out there on in the middle of a snowstorm. Everybody has been hearing me complaining about this. Everybody has heard me, or at least some of the older, the people that have been on from the very beginning, heard me try out device after device after device, only to find out that maybe they work for a week if they work at all. And then they quit about a week or two in and then just don't work anymore. Well, I've been baiting everybody for I don't know how long now, talking about this device, That, by the way, I got to give a hat tip to Todd Pittner. He was on Monday. If you haven't heard that program, folks, go back and listen to it. I heard about it from Todd Pittner on DTV. That's Decentralized TV, where he's co-host with Mike Adams. Heard a couple of scientists on there talking about this device that was, you know, from my standpoint, I was thinking, okay, sounds interesting, but I don't dismiss anything without having first examined it and at least talked to some people that were using it. Well, one of the guys using it just happens to be Todd Pittner, as you've heard the other night. And I'm thinking, okay, is this legit? I've been down this road, I don't know how many different times. I'm good friends with Dane Wigington at Geoengineering Watch. And, you know, he's had the same experiences with these things as I have. And I'm thinking, okay, well, folks, the wait is over. I'm telling everybody, I wanted to wait about a month of trying this thing before I found out exactly, you know, if it was or was not legit. With that said, we're going to bring on one of the gentlemen I heard in that DTV podcast, Dr. Richard Presser. How you doing, Dr. Presser?
I'm very well, Billy. Just call me Richard. No need for the fancy titles or any of that stuff. I'm a pretty straight up guy. Please don't put me in my colleague on the show with Todd and Mike, because that man is a true genius. There's no other way to describe him. He's become a dear friend over many years now. And the man is, you might say, on another planet almost. He's extraordinary. His capabilities, not just with these devices, but some of the other things that he's got in the pipeline, are just mind-blowing. So I am honored to be able to share these extraordinary products that he creates with the world. So, yes, I have an engineering PhD, but let's not get distracted by any of that. That doesn't get in the road of this conversation, because I can describe these things, but I don't know all of the intimate details of how they work, because my friend John, as he was called on there, and I'll respect his privacy, carries all that very close to himself. So, Billy, thank you for bringing me on. As I said, it's an honor and a pleasure to have the opportunity to share these extraordinary devices with the world through people like you, because unless people connect with them as you have done and bring your credibility to the conversation, it's difficult to get them out there. So again, thank you to Todd and Mike for their piece of work, and here we are.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I did intentionally keep your partner out of the deal, because folks, if you haven't heard as of late, I mean, you got people that invented cars out there that run on water. Well, what happened to them? We have other people that have come up with, ways to get free energy. What happened to all those people? I mean, the list is very, very long. So please understand that the other gentleman that he's talking of, we'll just give him a pseudonym. We'll call him John. He can't be on here and he can't show his face for obvious reasons. Now, getting down to brass tacks on this, folks. Look, I told you, I will not bring anything to you unless I've thoroughly tested it. And I got to be honest with you. Let me just go back and tell the story of how this thing went on, Richard. The moment I got it, I was leaving out for El Salvador the following day. I broke this thing out of the box, read the instructions, went out there, dug a hole in record time. And by the way, you're going to have to dig a hole for this thing, folks. I dug this hole in record time, stuck it in the ground, and I'm like, okay. I followed all the directions, put it in there, watered it in, and it wasn't, I could say within minutes, all of a sudden, right above me, the clouds, or whatever they were, because they definitely weren't clouds, all of a sudden started looking like popcorn. And that happened within just a couple of minutes. I go away for a minute. I go and pack my bags. I'm doing whatever. I come back out in 15 minutes. And I'm thinking, okay, what am I seeing here? And then my daughter-in-law, who just happened to be on the other side of the house, she calls me over there and says, you got to see this. All of a sudden, the lines in the skies that were there, I kid you not, I wish I got video. Oh, in fact, she did get pictures of it. All of a sudden, the ones that were further away started turning black for some reason. And then all of a sudden, inside of 30 minutes, there was a patch of blue over my house. And not just any blue. I'm talking not like that, you know, that light colored blue that is basically what's left over after they got done spraying. But I'm talking like a deep, dark blue. I saw in El Salvador, where they're not doing any of this, by the way, or at least not that I'm aware of. And next thing you know, I go away for a week. I come back, ask my wife, and she's like, okay, I haven't really been paying a whole lot of attention. But let me tell you, folks, I did. Every single day, blew over my house. Now, let me just cover this right off the bat, folks. I'm a journeyman electrician. I wear a lot of hats. I'm also a farmer. You know what? When I used to wire up things to work in a factory or whatever as industrial work, nobody ever asked me how the electrons were running up and down these wires. All they cared about is whether or not when they turn that switch on, does this thing work? And honestly, at the end of the day, that's really all I care about at the end of the day. And folks, we'll cover here in a little bit of some of the testing that was done. Still in the beginning stages of that, but I think it's going to be mind-blowing. But anyway, back over to you, Richard. Let's just, I mean, this thing is called the DPE Agriculture X, the model I have. What on earth does DPE stand for, and how is this technology developed?
So the DPE stands for Defensive Planet Earth. So the guys, when they began with this, had a vision of taking care of the planet from the kind of stuff that you see. And chemtrails, is, as you well know, is just part of the story, but it's become a hot button because they're doing so much of it. And it's the most obvious form of interference, if you will. But, you know, I don't need to explain to your audience the impact of the 5G frequencies and so much more that are being blasted at us. So simply put, these devices act to absorb the excess energies in the frequency band from effectively from 0 hertz through to beyond a 5G. And really, there's no frequency limit on these devices because they're not actually designed for a frequency. And they absorb all the excess energies from those that are being directed at us. And this applies as well to things like Wi-Fi and mobile phones in, you know, in the local area. I will take a moment to say everything keeps working. It's not that Wi-Fi and cell phone stops working. It just sucks the power out of the signal so that the excess is taken away and is no longer a threat to you. So, you know, I've been distributing these products since about 2017, maybe 2018, somewhere there. But this generation that we have now is maybe 100 times more powerful than what we had in the early days. They worked, but they don't work like these ones do. So those devices, you would not have had the experience, Billy, that you had. You stuck it in the ground and you could see the impact instantly. That's because these things are so incredibly powerful. And, you know, I will read Giovanni's definition of these things because he says these are a superconducting passive transducer with quantum material processed by crystals. So that's a description that's kind of hard to put your arms around. But the real thing that's changed in these from earlier generations is the conduction capabilities with inside these devices is now superconducting. When I was studying science and physics, which is a few years ago now, superconducting materials were known at very close to what's called absolute zero temperature, which is minus 273 centigrade. I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit. You'll have to work it out. About 400, I'm guessing. And so when you're within maybe 1 or 2 degrees of that temperature with exotic materials, you could see superconducting emerging. Now, superconducting means that the material is conducting a current with zero resistance. So if you get a current flowing, it keeps flowing. There's nothing to stop it. And something like copper, you know, is a relatively good conductor, but it still has a level of resistance. You can't sustain a current continuously. If you establish superconducting, it does, it can. Now, these devices are not looking to sustain, if you like, a flow current like this. What they're doing is conducting energies into the ground. They're absorbing the energies. And so the energies we're dealing with from the biosphere, if you will, are there's quite a lot of power in them, but they're very low voltage. So if you're wanting to conduct them into the ground, you need to be able to conduct quite a lot of current. And it's not voltage that generates impacts with resistance, it's the current. So if you can get rid of the resistance of the conducting device, you can conduct much more of the energies into the ground. That's why we see them being so much more powerful today than in the past. So historically, you would see they too cleared the sky as you're experiencing, but they took longer to get up and going, maybe a month or so. These things are almost instant. And it's not unusual, I don't know what your experience, Billy, was, but it's not unusual for people to report that they actually feel these devices when they're installed. Because one of the things these things are doing is effectively returning the biosphere to what it was like, say, 10,000 years ago. So, which is much more compatible with our bodies, our biology, hasn't changed very much in that time. So when you do that, it's like we're reinstating that state that existed in the past. And it's like when we become addicted to anything, there can be a withdrawal. Some people feel it. Usually I say, look, if you're feeling it, just allow a couple of days, it'll go away. If it's strong enough, if it really is upsetting you, screw the aerial off the top for a day or two and then put it back on. So it's about acclimatization. A small percentage of people feel the energies of it in that way, but it's perfectly healthy. It's perfectly safe. As I said, it's a little like the withdrawal symptoms from anything that we become a little attached to, let's say. So the essence of the devices is that this passive transducer that's working with nature. It has no electricity, no water, nothing connected to it. It's simply working with the natural environment in which it's placed. And, you know, the words defense of planet Earth really convey this. The intention is to defend the Earth from all that's being done to it. So that's the bigger picture of what these are doing. But let me focus specifically on what happens with chemtrails. How do the chemtrails disappear? You may or may not be aware that the primary part of chemtrails is metal particles, primarily aluminium, but barium and a few other things. And so these are highly active, fine metallic particles that they're spraying over us. And they do pretty nasty things to plants, to us, to animals, when they settle. Aluminium basically stops plants growing very well. It really screws with our brains, and I'm sure with other animals. And none of this is by accident. Some people argue that what those doing this are attempting to do is to make us into a conducting device that they can connect with. That may or may not be the case. I'm not here to have that conversation. What I am here to say is that stuff shouldn't be in our bodies or in our plants or in our environment. And so one of the things that these devices do is they produce what are known as negative ions. If you take a forest, and particularly after a rain, you can measure high levels of negative ions. And of course, we've cleared many of the trees from our environment. This is a natural protection process, if you will. these devices produce negative ions, and you can measure that. It's one of the things that Mike is measuring with the device that he's got installed. With the DP agriculture, we're talking about the kind of devices that, for example, Billy or most of the listeners on here would listen to. We also have some very larger, much larger devices that some of which we've deployed to effectively protect the planet. And the levels of negative ions being generated by one of these large devices is greater, in fact, several times greater than all of the negative ions being produced by the Amazon rainforest. Think about that.
Wow.
So these negative ions do many things. They help to reinstate the magnetic field, which many of you will know has been declining significantly over the last certainly 50 years and maybe longer, but also the gravitational field, the two of which are connected actually, has also been declining, which is not very good for many reasons. So that one of the things that these negative ions do is help to reinstate all of that. But when it comes to chemtrails, what they do when they come into the environment of these metallic particles is that they set up the environment for them to get oxidized. So if you take aluminium, as an aluminium particle, it's highly reactive. But when you oxidize it, it becomes an insulator. So it becomes the absolute opposite behavior when it's oxidized. So all these metallic particles get oxidized and they just fall to the ground inert.
Wow.
And these things act to not only take it out of the air, but also out of the soil and the plants and us. So it's the action of these negative ions that have these effects. So that's the magic that you see in the sky because of the negative ions that these devices are producing. And
Richard, can these... There has been a couple of days that I was talking about it with Todd where you're not going to believe this. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you would. We had a hole in the sky. You know, they have been spraying like nobody's business, and you can literally see those things just eat up. Yeah, I don't even know what was going on, but I want to say it was 2 days in a row, maybe about 4 days ago. It was like the device couldn't keep up at first. And then it was like the engine, little engine that could. And later on, it broke a hole in. And then as soon as that hole opened up, I kid you not, a plane comes flying across that hole. And then it closes off again. And then it opens back up in about an hour. And then two more planes came by. I never seen anything like it. And, you know, it took a little while. This is really, if I didn't see it with my own two eyes, I would have found it difficult to believe. So I'm wondering if the powers that shouldn't be are, you know, they clear. I mean, I don't know if they know, hey, there's one right here, let's hit them twice as hard, or what exactly the deal is. But can this thing be overwhelmed with repeated trails over the same spot, at least for a time?
No. The power of these devices is truly extraordinary. They will keep up. I mean, the larger devices, the one that you have ordered now, the DP Shield Agriculture X, is like a big brother to the one that you currently have installed, and that will be much more persistent. It's more powerful and will clear it. So the agriculture works just fine, but it's obviously not as powerful as the bigger ones, and you know, we're not going to get into the much larger ones, but you know, the more powerful devices are more effective in the process, but they're not the kind of devices that personally you would engage with. You know, we need to, I mean, we have to address this globally, if you like, and you know, we've done some of that work already, thank goodness, through the efforts of some key people on the planet and some off-planet friends.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was just engaging with my Lord and Savior off planet just a little while ago, you know, regarding a number of things. But I got to ask you about a couple of phenomenons that I've noticed since putting this thing in the ground. And I can't think of a better person to look at this device and really, really take it for a test drive outside of a permaculture designer and somebody who's actively engaged in farming, because I spend a good portion of my day in observation, you know, of everything around me. So I've been watching this thing. And now that I know I got it in the ground, I'm really, really, really paying attention. So here are a couple of things that I can verify. Before that device, I could tell you exactly how far I could be from my Wi-Fi, which, by the way, folks, you need to be turning that thing off at night and turn it off as often unless you need it, okay? I could tell you the exact spot I could go and my Wi-Fi would still work connecting to my phone. It's about a third of that distance now. Also, we were able to get a very, very slight cell phone signal out here, and all of a sudden that's all but nil. Here's some other things I've noticed, and maybe I'd like you to address this. And this is the one that's really, really blowing my mind. I'm hearing birds here, folks, I've never heard before. I can't say that I'm seeing them, but I know the sounds of all the birds around here. I'm hearing birds that I've never heard before. Here's another thing. Pollinators are on steroids around here without the steroids. Now, I got honeybees down here, but I'm seeing pollinators that are not honeybees. Way more butterflies, way more bumblebees, carpenter bees, you name it. All of them in numbers that I don't recall ever having seen before. And then here's the part that's a double-edged sword for me. I make a product called Bone Sauce. It's the world's best deer repellent. And there have essentially been zero deer on this property. And all of a sudden, these guys, despite the fact that I got Bone Sauce out there, all of a sudden they're showing up again. And Todd, by the way, folks, I wish I'd have put this video on here. It's funny I'm mentioning it because yesterday on Todd's property down in Florida, he's showing me a whole gang of deer that are out in the yard. And that's not typical for where he lives in Florida. So what exactly is going on with the, I mean, I can confirm that what you said about the cell phone signal is right on, but I'd like to know if you can explain why I'm seeing such a drastic difference in the wildlife around here in about a month.
So as I mentioned, what's happening is the biosphere is being reset to where it should be. And we are not the only creatures to pick this phenomenon up. Indeed, you know, plants and animals and birds and insects are much more sensitive to this. So we have had many reports of, excuse me, native fauna and insects and birds and so on that have, in essence, disappeared from the environment for maybe decades, beginning to show up again. And also reports of, to use an American term, ornery domestic animals becoming much calmer in the energies of these devices. So you're going to have to get a bit more creative with the deer, I suspect, but you will also find that some of the less friendly insects and some of your pests that are eating your vegetables and so on may well disappear completely. We haven't touched on the agriculture piece specifically here, but the agriculture devices have additional circuitry in them that fosters the growth of beneficial plants. And typically you find they can, it's obviously not something you're going to see in a few weeks, but you can expect to see with time maybe twice the yields, longer growing seasons, and it all happening with half as much water. And I will also say that those that are using chemical fertilizers will begin to find that they don't work anymore. Not that you need them. You don't need them anymore.
Wow.
So this is profound stuff from an agricultural perspective.
Richard,
so yes, the reason the insects and birds and so on are showing up is because they can feel it. They can feel the change.
Yeah, well, I'm just still, I am being the most cynical person in the world because I'm seeing this thing over and over and over, and I'm still having trouble to convince myself, is this thing working? And my wife is getting sick and tired of me calling her out. Honey, come out here and look at this. You're not going to believe this. And I'm like, well, how is it? This thing is blue over this house, and it's like every, you know, we're still getting rain like we're supposed to. So people that are wondering whether or not, you know, it erases regular weather patterns. We still get rain. We still get everything I think we're supposed to get. I just want a wider footprint, which is why I got the bigger model coming. Richard, I can already tell you, I'm going to get to some of these questions in here. Edward, you'll be the first up. But let me just go ahead and report. Good night. Richard, I kid you not, I came up with about 30 questions I wanted to ask you. Actually, 40. I'm looking at them. I got them written down right here on this pad, and I haven't really gotten to any of them so far, but I can see if you're able to do it, we're going to have you back because I think my email is going to blow up with a bunch of people with questions.
Can't promise to answer them all, but I'm happy to do it. And Billy, I want to comment. You are very, very attuned to your environment, and you watch it. You listen to it. Not many people are as attuned to it all as you are, so I honor you for that.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it's observation is like the biggest part of permaculture. It really is. So, as I said, folks, I'm seeing things and hearing things from these birds. I'm like, man, that is a beautiful songbird. Never heard that before. And then I'm like, what? I wonder if it has something to do with that. Then all of a sudden, deer, which I thought, you know, by and large, they think this place is creeping death because of the bone saws. All of a sudden, Michelle's shooing them off, or at least my dog is running them off midday. This is crazy. So I may have to come up with something more clever. But I do want to point out, it's funny you brought up the negative ions, because check this out. I had Dr. Greg, who is a MD, PhD, and his wife, Dr. Elena, who's a naturopath, had them on this show a couple of weeks ago. And when the show was over, they do some very, very awesome stuff in terms of medical work, and they do it with tuning forks. And folks, if you know what I'm saying, they can literally tell you everything about your health status just with these tuning forks. Well, anyway, when the show was over, I said, hey, if you guys got a couple of seconds, I want you to do something for me. Can you test this device? I got it out back, and tell me whether or not it's a placebo or whether or not they knew nothing about this device. I kid you not. And I said, I got this device out back, and I didn't tell them what it was. I said, hey, it's supposed to be doing good things for this environment, but I'm not 100% sure this isn't a placebo. Can you run it through your test? Well, folks, with their tuning forks, they can tell you in just a minute or so pretty much a lot of what you need to know about this. So the first thing I asked, I gave them a second. I said, so what's the verdict? Is this thing a placebo? In unison, both of them said, absolutely not a placebo. And then Dr. Greg gets his giant smile on his face. He knows nothing about this device. And I kid you not, folks, he says to me, from what I can tell, he says, this is a little bit weird. From what I can tell, it's putting off a bunch of negative ions. And I did not tell him this. I'm telling y'all, I wish I caught it on camera, but it was when the show was over because I didn't want everybody to know I was some dunce forgetting this thing. But anyway, he said, it looks like it's putting off a ton of negative ions. And so they were like, now all of a sudden they're asking me questions like, okay, tell me the website for this thing. So I tell them where it is. They said, look, we can't give you a comprehensive analysis right now, but from what, and then they kind of look at each other and they said, from what we can tell, they said, how long has this thing been in the ground? I said, as of the time I'm talking to you, it's 2 weeks to the day. They said, well, your land is 40% improved. So my question to you, Dr. Presser, that was 40% 2 weeks in. Does this thing get better with time? Does it decrease? What can I expect?
These things probably take 2 years to come fully up to power. They're really tuning, connecting with the environment. I would also say that these devices, all of the DPEs across the world, they talk to each other, they handshake. I kid you not. And so in a way, they set up a cooperative network, partly, you know, through the atmosphere, partly through the ground, through ley lines and so on. They take a while to fully come up to power. The big difference between the current devices and the earlier generation is how rapidly they come up to speed. So, you know, you're probably going to see most of its power. In fact, you may already be seeing it, but certainly within 6 months, you will see the majority of its power being expressed. And they don't decline with time. That's not their nature. It's not a decay process. It's an active, ongoing process. And the only thing that will stop it working is if the central core rod corrodes away. When we started with these things, the guys said that central rod, which is magnesium or magnesium alloy, it's a sacrificial anode. You understand that term?
No, I don't.
Okay. So if you have anyone who's got a sailboat that stays in the water will understand the term. If you've got a sailboat that you leave in the water, you take a bit of copper wire and you have a chunk of zinc on the end of that wire and you throw it over the side of the boat.
Oh, I got it. So it oxidizes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It oxidizes the zinc preferentially to the steel and other metals on the boat. So that's how you protect the boat in a marine environment. So it's very similar to that. And so they thought these things would corrode away very quickly. But the evidence is that they were dead wrong about that. It lasts much, much longer. So I've got one of the early DP100s, not the agriculture function. This one was even before the agriculture devices were available. It's been there for, I don't know, about 8 years or so now. So it's got much less power than your device. But, you know, I can screw the top off it relatively easily. It doesn't have the aerial on it that yours has. And that central rod, it's a bit discolored, but it's not going anywhere anytime soon. I expect that rod will last 30-odd years. And our world is going to be very different in 30-odd years from now, I assure you. And so that is the only thing that's going to stop these things working. That's something that can be replaced in due time, and probably the requirements will be different in 30 years than they are now. So you don't have to worry about it declining in a week or two or a year or two. They actually get more powerful. In fact, John says these things actually become more powerful up until the day when that central rod corrodes away. So you should assume a 30-year life would be my guidance based on what I see.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, I'm going to go to – these people are going to eat my lunch if I don't get to some of these questions. But good night. I have so many of them. Let me hit EJ here. Can these devices be installed in bodies of water or streams of rivers to enhance their effects? Running water is said to increase the power of these devices.
So I wouldn't install it in running water. By all means, install it nearby the water. And it doesn't have to be on the bank. These things have got a coverage range. So I don't know where he got the notion that running water would enhance these things. One of the things that people may know is that when the Knights Templar built the Gothic cathedrals in Europe, those were all built on ley lines, on crossing points for ley lines, and they also had a water source flowing through them underneath the buildings to increase their power. So if that's what he's thinking about, then that may well be active, but these things don't require that to be powerful devices. Certainly no reason not to install one near a flowing water stream. That's not a problem.
Okay, I'll go ahead and hit this other question, then I'll get back to mine. And by the way, folks, a lot of these questions can be answered at the website, so be sure to check it out. That's dpe100.com. I am not, and for the record, y'all, let me just tell you, I'm not being paid for this. Just like Todd and I talked about the other day, I wouldn't accept the money anyway because this is an answer to a big prayer of mine, as many of you well know. this is a massive answer to so many doggone problems we were having around here. And that's exactly why I purchased the bigger model to ensure. Well, and then plus it's going to go. I got a project that I'm working on, so that's where it's going to go. And anyway, I'll go to this next one. Will this react with lightning?
Yes. In fact, one of the things that these devices do is deal with violent storms. You get normal rain, but it will suck the power out of a storm, including thunderstorms. So you will never get lightning over these devices. In fact, excuse me, there's a market for them. Anywhere there's equipment that's needs to be protected from lightning strikes, install one of these nearby, it's taken care of.
Funny you mentioned that. I'm sorry.
Suck the power out of lightning storms. It's also true for firestorms. The energies of a, you know, when a fire gets really gets going, it has the same energy structure as a rainstorm. Same deal. So you can suck that power out of a firestorm. It doesn't mean there'll be no fire, but the violence of the fire will get sucked out of it by this device.
Yeah, that's, I will say, it's funny you mentioned that because we had a weird lightning storm coming out of the north, which is, it never happens. So, and there's a whole lot of weather manipulation out there, and it was heading right towards us. We could hear the thunder in the distance, but no lightning here. So I can definitely vouch for that. Here's another thing I got for you. Let's talk specifically about some of these devices for the people out there. You know, one of the big complaints of, you know, after Todd and I talked about it was the price. Folks, are you kidding me? The price is of no concern. I would take out a flipping loan if I had to get the kind of protection I'm getting. I mean, I don't put any price on the vitality of the animals I run out here. And by the way, the animals that I eat, the plants that I eat, everything, you know, we grow a whole lot of the food we're eating as of late. Right here on this farm. So, and then also when I consider the fact that, you know, my wife was waking up every single day coughing like nobody's business. I mean, there is no, absolutely positively no price I'm going to put on a lot of that. And honestly, a Workman is worth his hire, folks. I expect it. If this thing cost me like $30, I would be a little bit concerned. Or if it costs a little bit more, I'm going to be like, okay, well, I got to do some due diligence. Let me talk to some folks that have actually used this thing and had great benefits. So anyway, yeah, these things are not inexpensive, but nothing worth having is. So with that said, Richard, let me ask about what a person could expect in terms of radius. And the reason I'm asking is, folks, you don't necessarily have to be in this by yourself. You could use this podcast, this interview, the whole nine yards, and the one that Mike Adams did on DTV, which we'll link in this program as well. You can use that to basically sell it to maybe your family and your neighbors. Let's say you don't, I mean, the radius on this thing is extraordinary. I mean, so let's cover that, Richard. Exactly. Somebody goes out there and says, hey, I want to get this Agriculture X, the DPE Agriculture X. What kind of radius and protection are we talking about for just one device?
You're talking, in terms of protection. Can you still see me? I've just gone off the screen here for myself.
Yeah, the same. I got a feeling the powers that shouldn't be aren't liking this conversation. I'm having a few glitches on my end as well. But, yeah, I can see it.
I'm just bringing up the chart of their specs because I don't always carry them in my head. So if we're talking about the DPE Agriculture, its zone of protection is 20 kilometers once it gets up and going, so maybe 12 miles. But its agricultural zone, which is the zone that encourages agricultural growth and so on, is about 3 miles. So it's quite a sizable area. Yep. And the shield agriculture increases the protection zone to 40 kilometers, which is what, about 30 miles. And the agricultural zone is about 15 kilometers, which is whatever, there's about 10 miles.
Now, is there a are there any issues with, let's say, okay, I got this one near my house, and let's say I put this bigger version on the same property, let's say 300 meters away from the initial one. Is there a problem with these guys being too close?
No, they won't. They won't argue. They'll reinforce.
And what about, I want to ask, because this has been really, really big, and I know you kind of covered it a little bit before, but I want to go ahead and touch it again, because it's really hot in the alternative media out there, and it's basically the magnetism issue that Dr. Jack Cruz had talked about. And he had, in a nutshell, for those that don't know, he's basically saying that all of these satellites have revealed that the magnetic pole is shifting from Canada over to Russia. And we have this South Atlantic anomaly just off the coast of Brazil. It's splitting. Part of it's heading to Africa, and Brazil's getting worse and worse. So a lot of people are losing their minds, wondering, man, if these prognostications of doom come to pass, we're going to be in a bad way. You mentioned it briefly earlier, but I want you to see if you can maybe tackle this in a different way. Regarding that magnetism, let's assume he's correct. And there is a magnetic issue going on with this planet right now. Now, I know you said the bigger devices speak with these things, but locally, would one of these devices help enhance the magnetism of the place where it's installed?
Absolutely. That's what the negative ions are doing. It's part of what the negative ions are doing, is to reinforce the magnetic field. But I will tell you, it gets a little off topic to get into it deeply, but simply put, deployment of the larger devices has now been sufficient to offset that magnetic field weakening. And in fact, the magnetic South Pole, which had got over Siberia, has begun its path back to the magnetic pole. The geographic pole.
Okay.
So it's already begun to track back. So what Jack is reacting to is absolutely correct. In fact, the issue is was actually far worse than that. If you look on Ben Davidson's channel, I don't know if you know the weather guys. He was very much in the place that we would experience a rotation of the crust by 90 degrees. It's happened before. It's in the geological record. That is not going to happen. If that happened, we wouldn't be here. And the forecasts were it would happen within the next maybe 10 years or so. These large devices have already prevented that.
And so we're saying, okay, well, that's good news. I mean, because there's a whole lot of people freaking out, wondering what they're going to do right now.
Well, yeah, and you might be aware that many of the so-called elite, I don't think of them as elite, but people refer to them as that, have been digging underground bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was to endeavor to survive this coming shift. It's not in the mainstream, but you know, a lot more people are aware of the Facebook man. His name's gone out of my head.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg built this large underground setup in Hawaii. But he's not alone. And the guy that created this these devices says, yes, it's happened before, but this time around it will be different if it happened, because the Schumann resonance of the planet would stop because of the different conditions. And he said, so anyone digging an underground bunker hoping to survive will not, because without the Schumann resonance, we die.
Right.
Doesn't matter whether you're underground or where you are. It's not happening, but I'm simply mentioning it because the efforts of Zuckerberg and his ilk digging these underground bunkers would achieve zero.
Yeah, that always puts me too. Yeah.
I will say, I don't want to get too deeply into this, but I'm a deeply spiritual guy first, and it's because of that role that I have, that these extraordinary devices and some other amazing products have come into my life. And, you know, I'm an optimist. I watch what our dark friends have been doing to us and to the planet for a long time. All of this is getting cleared away, and it will happen in the next few years. So I'm a supreme optimist. I work on this all of the time.
Well, it's good to know that there are people like you and John out there doing some really awesome stuff and, you know, coming up with products that I am glad to support in so many different ways. I got a couple more for you. And by the way, folks, if you leave any questions in the chat, please put them in bold letters, because with these blue blockers, it's pretty tough to see. So I really, and with these older eyes, yeah, it's not as easy as it once was. I think you might have touched on this a little bit, but I want to hit it a little bit more. Right now, there's issues with mold. There's also, you know, that black mold in, you know, residences and stuff like that. I know you talked about the beneficial effects that it has in the soil out there, but has there ever been any testing, or are you aware of anything concerning, let's say, mold in the house or harmful bacteria, or do we even know?
I don't know specifically, but my sense is that these black mold infections will get cleared away by these devices.
Well, that is definitely good news. Okay, so also I wanted to ask, there, if I remember right, in the instructions, it's mentioned something about you don't want to touch this thing. Why is that?
The reason is that the chemistry that's involved with producing the superconducting materials, you know, it can interact with your skin, and so the little top aerial, you've got the two pieces. Yeah, you've got the first bit is essentially an extension of the central rod of the device. The one little one that screws on the top is actually superconducting. So you're given gloves to use to install it. I don't think it's a long-term problem, but when it's first installed, you just need to be careful. That's all.
Okay. Cool. So we'll go to another question here. I'm guessing, Barbara, you're asking for yourself. She's asking, if you were 60 years old, would you put this device on your land for your children?
Well, firstly, I'd put it in place for yourself and your children, because you will get benefit from it. And depending on who you are and where you walk, you might be around much longer than you expect. We are living in very interesting times.
I think we've already covered this one, Edward, but I'll go ahead and hit it again because I do want to take a tact on it. Richard, you may or may not be aware. I live in Western North Carolina, and talking with some of the people that I know for sure, there was an engineered storm sent this way called Hurricane Helene.
And I'm well familiar with it.
Okay. Now, what we think we know, and what I think people like Dane Wigington have basically proven, is that they use the NEXRAD radar towers and a number of other devices, along with what they spray in the sky, to interact with that twister and send it right here, doing something that defies all imagination. And then it sped up and dropped enough rain right here in this part of Western North Carolina. In fact, the numbers were in 2 hours, that storm dumped as much rain over this area than all of Niagara Falls in 2 years. So we had some serious devastation over here. Anyway, I'm 100% convinced it was an engineered storm. So Edward, he wanted to know specifically, I think, extreme weather, tornadoes, 100-year flood events. What can we expect regarding this device?
If we install enough of the larger devices, those things cannot happen anymore. In fact, we know that the installations that are in place have already caused those that drive these things to change their tactics to try and offset what we have been doing. So, you know, if you installed some of these devices in Tornado Alley, for example, they will disappear. they will disappear. And if we, I think we need some more devices installed to basically cancel out the hurricane influences. But all of that stuff will get stopped as we get sufficient of the larger devices and the smaller ones together deployed across the planet. All of this stuff will get shut down, taken away.
Wow. So, well, I can definitely see where your optimism comes in. I mean, and we can use a good night with all the things going on in the world right now. We sure can't have enough of that. So good night, man. I am so thankful that you guys came up with this incredible device. Folks, would I be buying another one? Would I be buying the bigger version of it if it didn't work?
I don't take any credit, by the way, Billy. I'm grateful that you're so enthusiastic about it, but really it's my friend John that's done this extraordinary work. The man is an absolute genius, and he's such a gentleman. He is such a beautiful, generous gentleman. He's extraordinary. I am honored to count him as a friend and have done for many years.
Well, I'm so thankful that, you know, he allows you to, you know, be the mouthpiece for this thing, you know, because honestly, I can't believe I haven't heard of this thing before. In the circles I run, you know, maybe it showed up exactly when it needed to, folks. Like I said, I would not be buying the bigger version of this thing if I didn't see evidence of it working in an incredible way. Now, the problem I have, one last question here, Richard. I'm guessing I live in a pretty rough mountainous region, and I'm thinking the topography here could kind of dampen the signal on the one I have. In fact, I think you guys even mentioned as much on the website. So,
Yes. The mountains will limit the range for sure. So they cut it back maybe by 50% the range of the devices. So be mindful of that when you're in that kind of terrain. They certainly limit the range.
Okay, so I got one last one from the audience here. If it doesn't, good night, man. These guys are popping up quicker than I can shoot them down. Do you have a couple more minutes, Richard?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm yours, my friend. No problem.
Okay, so this one here is, which model would you need for a 5-acre property?
So it depends what you're wanting to achieve. If you're just looking for EMF protection and chemtrail clearing and so on, then the DPE-100X is the device. If you're looking for the agricultural benefits as well, then the DPE Agriculture X is the device. We don't have any tiny little devices at this point in time. So really, you know, the entry point covers the area that I was describing before, you know, tens of kilometers we're talking about.
Folks, I mean, if you're in an HOA out there, if you're in one of these homeowner associations, you pay dues. Maybe they want to take some of that dues money and protect everybody right there instead of telling people what color they can paint their front door. you know, maybe that money would be better served in saying, you know what, we could put in one of these devices here. All of our children, everybody living here is going to be protected. We just put it right dead center in the middle of this thing. I mean, this thing really does have some reach. I mean, I don't understand why anybody, unless you're in a place like where I am, where my nearest neighbor is about a half mile away, you know, maybe it's better for me just to go ahead and, you know, shell this out of my own pocket. But in most cases, I think if you could play this podcast to some of your neighbors out there, maybe you have some people that'll, you know, be on board. Maybe not. But I got to believe all the people out there in the HOA, and I know there's a lot of you listening to this thing, you know, see if they can break some bread for some, you know, something that's really worthwhile. Here's a really good question that I can't believe I didn't come up with. West Virginia Farman says, can this be detected by others who might want to disable it?
It's a fair question. I will say that we have seen, particularly over the larger devices, black helicopters show up wanting to figure out what this is. But it's very interesting. They can clearly detect it on some level, but because it's not connected to anything, they don't know what they're looking at. And the guy, John, says that he thinks they probably think it's a UFO. And as it's been installed for a while, the field grows, and so they begin to look further afield. But Todd said that he had, I think he may have mentioned on your interview with him, he had some helicopters show up and be sniffing around, but they don't know what they're looking for. They don't understand it. And so certainly they're trying to figure out what's going on, but they don't understand. And because it's not connected to anything, and really it's working with nature, it's actually a very natural thing to be there. So in a way, it's difficult for them to figure out what it is. So, you know, most of the largest devices that we have installed have had visitations along the way, but nothing's been touched. They don't understand what they're looking at.
Well, and I think,
let me say, on a deeper level, what we're doing fits in with a much, much bigger plan. I don't believe these devices will ever get interfered with.
We are reclaiming
this beautiful planet of ours. And I think you talked about all of these people being taken out over time, and they've brought forth new technologies, or let's say hidden technologies, to be revealed to us. I mean, the notion that we are energy poor is such a nonsense. The energy field in which we live is perhaps a million times greater than the energy, for example, that makes up our bodies. It's such a small fraction of the energy in which we exist. And so the notion of finding a way to tap into that, to make it available in the form of electricity, for example, or other forms, you know, it's a no-brainer, but we're not allowed to. As Nikola Tesla experienced in his lifetime.
Yep, and we've talked about
shutting down.
Oh, absolutely. Good night. Man, I really need to come to a close here, but these folks keep hitting us with the questions here. So here's one. Are there any mobile units? And the other question is there any modification that can be done for a person living in an apartment?
No. So you need to install these in the ground to work. There are devices out there that are providing some kind of protection for mobile. And Billy, you were mentioning that wrist device you've got, which is providing some local protection. And I'm satisfied some of these things have benefit. But in terms of what the DPEs do, you need to install them in the ground. And as we were describing, they take a while to build up to full power. So portable, no. Apartments, no, unless you've got access to the ground nearby. And, in my experience, it's proven to be a challenge because, the people looking after the apartment block aren't terribly entertained by the idea. But, you know, if you've got a nearby neighbor with a yard who is able to install it, then that's a solution because, you know, these things cover quite a zone, so you can protect not just the apartment block, but in fact a small town pretty readily with one of these devices. So,
yeah, hit up the apartment owners. I mean, perhaps they would like to participate in something like this. I mean, I would absolutely. I mean, the answer is always no if you don't ask, folks. So, you know, be sure to go out here and, you know, have doors slammed in your face if you have to. I mean, I've talked about it over and over and over again. You got to get over that to really have some worthwhile changes in your life. Well, Dr. Richard Presser, man, you knocked it out of the park in so many different ways. We'll have to have you back and not only talk about this, but you have some other things that you're up to. So for all the people out there that are, you know, I know you have some health products. In fact, yes. I just got one in the mail the other day. My wife and I are using the spray. We'll have to have you back and talk about that and also, you know, updates on this device from time to time. But, you know, where can everybody find you if they want to find out more about what it is you're doing?
As you mentioned, the dp100.com website. We also have the name Loving Our Planet registered. So there's a that will actually take over as the main URL to our information site. Lovingourplanet.org also goes to dpu100.com. So we're just gradually flowing that branding out. And in terms of the other products, if you just go to magicdicol.info, you'll find those products, magicdicol.info. That'll introduce those extraordinary health products, which we should talk about on another occasion when that works, because these are just as amazing as the extraordinary DPEs. And I will tell you all, I didn't go looking for either of these sets of products. They came to me. I feel very honored and blessed, and extraordinary gifts to be able to share with the world.
Well, folks, there you have it. Well, let me just hit one more question because it is important. I mean, we're a farm podcast for the most part. Let me just hit this last one and then we'll bounce out of here. The question is, Andrea is asking, does it need to be fenced for animals or would they be affected by the antenna? Yeah, that's probably a good question to ask. I mean, could you put it in the middle of a pasture? Would you trust a bunch of cows around it? Personally, I would not
trust them. And what people do, because a number of people have done exactly that, and the email that I send out with the notice that it's been shipped says, if you're putting it in that sort of environment, put a wooden fence around it, not a steel fence, but a wooden fence around it to protect it. If it's a place where it can be interfered by animals, protect it, pure and simple.
Absolutely. Well, folks, I mean, wow, I'm so glad he came on here to talk about all these incredible. And by the way, folks, we only just hit the tip of the iceberg. I probably got another 30 questions here I didn't even ask. I mean, wow. But go to dpe100.com. And for those that are coming in late, know that I am not being paid to do any of this. I'm talking about this because this is one of those fantastic products that, folks, I'm seeing the evidence for it every single day out here. And I think you will as well. Look, oh, sorry about that. Hit the wrong button one more time. Well, folks, I mean, we live in a crazy world and I'm doing every single thing I can to protect myself and my wife and my son, my grandbaby, everybody I possibly can. And I know a lot of you out there, you know, intending to do the very same thing in this world of just rampant toxicity. All right, y'all, you know the deal. We'll have all the links down below. Until next time, stay alert, stay alive.
From the smallest sprout to harmony begin in the cycle of life, for the magic's alive. Tune it to the beat, feel the out and thrive. Go to the baby, choo, choo, choo.